Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Relative Pitch. This is like the first week of March. Oh my gosh, this year is going by so fast.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I'm sad.
You sad?
No. I need May to come faster.
Whoa.
May?
Okay.
I mean, I guess, but
I don't know what happens in May.
Well, yeah, school gets out and like.
I'm not talking about that.
What happens in May?
Vacation.
Ooh, vacations do begin.
Vacations start. I mean, but we're in March right now, where a lot of people's spring break is going on right now.
That's true. Yeah. It does feel like it's been super long. Or like, well, it feels like January was super long. February was like that.
Yes. But also long at the same time.
It was a lot in it.
Yeah, but I think it's always important for us to take a break when we need to take a break, especially in this season that we are in. It's important. Breaks are valuable. Like right now, I'm on spring break, but the thing is, like, I am not about to be busy. Last year,
you were busy every day.
I made it a point to go into different band rooms and clinic and work and collaborate. And like, that was fun. Like, don't get me wrong. I had a wonderful time. But when school got back in, I was like, why I feel like I haven't rejuvenated? Why don't I feel like I've had time to just not do a thing? So I'm taking my break this year. I'm definitely taking my break.
You pulled a Michael last year.
Yeah, you know, I'm not working myself like that. Mm-mm. And it's funny because especially when you're a grad student, specifically a conducting grad student, because there's things go on spring break or any break, you are like expected to still be there. And I really hit you with it is a school break.
Oh yeah, I'm not, you know, you won't see me.
See, next Friday is when my break starts. And I'm telling you, Friday, 8 a.m., My automatic reply is coming on. 8 a.m. Actually, it might come on Thursday at 11:59.
I was going to say, might as well throw it on Thursday night.
Because you hit me back. Michael is currently out of the office. Please, 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 please don't expect him to reply.
And I'll see you when I get back. As I return, you shall receive an email in 2 to 3 business days.
Right.
Weeks. But another thing that's important that's not taking time for yourself is surrounding yourself with the proper village for you. Mm-hmm. And these can go in many different ways. Like people are always like, oh, surround yourself with people who are better than you. Okay, that's one way. But if you're a very insecure person, you're going to even close your clamshell up even more. Mm-hmm. So you need to surround yourself with the proper village for you. If that means you need more supportive people, mm-hmm. then get that. If that means you need more honest people, get that. You can also find people with both. Like someone was I was talking to one of my students the other day and I said, I have just seen your growth go downhill. And I said, I'm not saying it's this or that or the other, but I'm just saying you haven't carefully looked at who you're hanging out with. I said, I hate to sound like an old person, but when I was an undergrad, by the third year, I surrounded myself with two people who were way better than me at multifaceted things. They both were way better than me at oral skills, because baby, major third. It was a minor fourth. Okay, heard.
Kind of close.
A minor fourth.
Exactly. That's my thing. But like, that's what I did. But they ended up being my bestie friends. But anyways, I just said, I think you should really look at who you're spending your time with. And then notice that when you were progressing, this is who you're spending your time with. As you felt like you haven't been progressing, this is who you're spending your time with. I'm just saying, I hate to sound old, but it does correlate.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, and like I like the point you brought up of like, maybe you don't necessarily need to surround yourself with people who are better than you because you're not in the right headspace for that yet, right? Because if you are still working on your own security and you put yourself around people who are doing things that you want to do and you're not there yet, and then you end up being bitter in those relationships, that also doesn't work well. You know, regardless of whether or not they can give you wisdom and advice on where you're going, if you are ruining that relationship from the inside by, you know, they give you advice and you go, ugh, well, I guess that's a way to do it. Or like, you know, snide little comments like that. That doesn't actually help because it's still a relationship. Like, we're not, the whole thing is like relationships are not transactional. It's not like I go, okay, Michael, I listened to you for 1 hour today. Now, tomorrow, you'll listen to me for 1 hour. Like, that's not, that is not how it is. In general, it should feel balanced. But and because we're all such different people, that balance is very different between our relationships, right? And I feel like, first of all, you need to take a second to like look at who your like village is. Like, even if you have to like write out a note within your journal and say, this person, I think that they do this for me, or they bring this into my life and they do this, or they this is something that we offer each other. Like, you write that out. I mean, when you see that, and sometimes it can even help you go, you know what, but I don't necessarily feel like I have someone who is actually challenging me, or I feel like I don't have someone who is doing blah 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 blah. And sometimes it can feel like that. Maybe one of the people in your life is already doing that, you're not recognizing it, or you know what I mean? Like, there's so many different layers to it that you just have to be really aware and self-aware of what you're not seeing as well. Because you can't just say, well, because I'm not feeling it, it's not there. It could be of, oh, well, maybe I'm not, I just haven't looked for it specifically, or I haven't even engaged with it. If it's a friend who you've never tried to be like, I want your advice, like I actually want to listen to your advice, or ask you how you've done that, how would they, like, how would you ever see it if you've never like engaged in a conversation like that, you know?
Think the first step is you have to be self-aware for yourself. Like, you need to know what your attributes are, you know, as we said earlier about, you know, having a collective group that's better than you, or one that's this, or one that's that. You got to know what you need for yourself first before you can go trying to build a village. Like, as we said, sometimes when you surround yourself with people that are better than you, and maybe you're not in the right headspace, then now you always feel like you have to compete. And that gets very toxic very fast. In fact, like, I've seen many friendships, where that is the case, and like the person, one person is like, I don't even know this because, you know, it was never communicated that way. But the other person is like, I always feel like I have to compete with them. But it's like, only you are feeling that though. Only you put that pressure onto yourself. And I'm sure you learned some things, but that is a very toxic way to be. I think each person in your village, it is somewhat transactional, because what you give, you have to kind of receive it. Like, both people, it's a mutual relationship. That's really what it is. A village is a mutual relationship. Like, we understand each other. Like, us three, we understand each other. We know that we give each other certain values, and we get it, we receive it back. And it is truly genuine. And that's the part where I think it's most important. You have to find a village that is genuine to you. And sometimes that it comes very naturally, and sometimes you might have to go outside your way to find certain people. But I would really say, make sure it always has a genuine start to it, though.
Don't.
It
Yeah. No, continue.
Oh, I'm done.
Oh, and I'm just like, and to piggyback off of that, and what Anthony was saying, it's like you got to find your people. And I think Anthony has really done a good job at that in all the different facets of his life. Anthony, you want to speak about finding your people and how you went about doing that?
Yeah, I think finding your people, for me, when somebody is wanting to come into my life, my first question is why? Because in life, you realize there are so many different faces in life where you got to decide, which personality is this? Is this one who's here to take from me? Is this a person who's giving to me? Is this a person who is only here for a season? Is this person here for a lifetime? You have to decide that. And it's not like it's a overnight situation. Sometimes it is. Sometimes there would be a person that walks up to you and you just automatically know, no, baby, we don't see each other. I do that all the time. I'm like, we can see each other from afar. Nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah. But other than that, either you got some life experience to go through before we could see each other on eye, or maybe I have some things to go through before we can see eye to eye. In fact, just recently, there was a person who, when we first met, we were not, I was like, baby, you stay on that side and I'm gonna stay over here. But as years have gone by, as life has happened for us both, we kind of now know that we can exist mutually in a space, and we respect each other, and we get it. We're not best friends. We don't text. We see each other maybe at a conference, at a performance or so, but we see each other for who we are. Not everybody is meant to be your mentor, your best friend, your husband, your wife, whatever. Everybody is not meant to be those people.
No.
They're not. And I know someone else who is like, I just want to make friends. I want everybody to be my friend. That is where you are going to get hurt every single time. Because you're open to anybody and everybody, all these different faces, all these different characters who, if you are really that open, some people are here to take, some people are here to steal, some people here are to kill. My mama said, don't do that. Because the devil is always out.
Yes. Yeah. Be more intentional with who you are allowing into your life. Like, yes, in general, there's the movement of like, oh, let's just be open. And you can be open in the sense of being aware. I think more than that, I'd say that. Be more aware of who's around you, where you are in your own life. And thinking about what do you need to bring in, what would benefit you as an individual, and what groups of people or characters of people would add to your life in a very meaningful way. But no, not everybody should not be allowed into your life, and you shouldn't want everyone in your life. And more often than not, people you meet are not going to be that significant in the overall overarching journey of your life. Mm-hmm. In some ways, in that segment, you meet them that conference that year. Listen, all collegiate students, you remember those years where you had a best friend that year, and now you like maybe text them 3 times a year. That's fine. That is normal, especially in collegiate settings. Like, that is very okay to go from like having someone who you're talking to every single day, you're in their face, and next year it's like, because you don't have the same classes, or they switch, some one of you switch majors, whatever, you just don't talk as much, and you don't take it personally, because you're like, that's just how things are. You know, that happens very often throughout. And the thing about it is, if there are people who are meant to be the more lifetime people, you'll see that and you will feel that. And it's actually, in a lot of ways for me at least, has felt natural that those people have come along with me in those ways. But I also have lifelong friends who I maybe talk to a few times a year, but they're still a constant in my life in a very different way than like people I talk to and see every week, if not every day. And that's different. Like, it doesn't have to be like a hierarchical situation. It could just be more about just how it all adds into you as a holistic person and what you need at that time,
And to piggyback off what Lauren and Anthony are saying, when you meet somebody, don't try to put them in a box. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're gonna be here for the season. Okay, you're gonna be here for the year, because I love this scene in one of Medea's plays, and she was like, "Cause you gonna think someone's there for a season, and you step on them and you fall, because they were just there for that day, mm-hmm. or they were so weak in that friendship that it just had to crumble." So, be open to anything and everything. But also just know, like, if you have garnered some recent accolades, like let's say you are now the principal in your school, in the top band and stuff, Or if you've won a certain little thing that's nearby and people just randomly start coming up to you after that, then maybe have your little like, you weren't messing with me before now, but now you're messing with me. I got questions. So you always have to be like, okay, just going through life. And when you identify those people that you really resonate with, like hold on to them and really make them a part of your life and not a superficial way. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be funny when you graduate high school, undergrad, graduate school, whatever you end up doing, you're going to like, there's going to be some people you like, I'm never going to talk to that person again. Praise Jesus. And then you end up talking to them more than you talk to your friend. Because that's just how life works. Life is funny. Life will put stuff in your way. And you're just like, okay, I guess we're doing this. Mm-hmm. So
there has to be commonalities between you and your village and the people around you. And probably more than one commonality between you. Because if not, then what are we talking about? What are we doing here together? What are we doing in the same space together? And especially when you're like, just, I know some young people, you know, we're like, I have always felt like an old spirit. So I'm going to surround myself with older people. I don't know if that's the, if that is the mindset, I don't know if that's genuine or that would be taken from the other party very well, you know? Because it's like you are seeking out only older people. You're not open. I know we talked about openness, but you're not even available for someone of the same age range to become part of your village because you have completely closed them off. And another thing, like when you were always trying to be something older or be with someone older, it's like, well, what really do you have in common with this person? Now, you could also realize that like, hey, I just want to know, how did you do this in this career? You know, that's okay. You can ask those questions. But if you are trying for them to be in your space all the time and they're in yours, it's like, what's going on? You know, what is the motive behind this? Because that's what it feels like. There's an ulterior motive that is not being said. Now, again, you have to find people. You can be open without being so naive. And I think there is our issue. Some people think openness is leading to just being naive and letting everyone in. Anybody can come and talk to me. I am open. We can have a good conversation. But while we're having that conversation, I'm like, so really, A plus B is not equaling C. Sometimes it does. You know, you got to do them equations in your head. But you have to know where everything is coming from. And if it's a genuine connection, you're going to know it's a genuine connection. Because days, months, weeks, whatever, go by, and y'all are still finding some way to talk to each other. Like,
into community.
Right. Us three, it was just every day, every week, every, you know, so on. We just happened to be in each other's lives. And it was truly a genuine thing. It wasn't like we were like, oh my gosh, we have to meet up at the Commons every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, we keep seeing each other. So, all right, we have something common. Now we're talking. Now we find out we have more commonalities with each other. And now we've developed a true relationship. That is how these things work. And if you're thinking of something else, I implore you to truly just have genuine interpersonal connections and don't write nobody off until they need to be written off.
Go ahead, Michael, because you go first.
I just also want to just real quick, we didn't go to the Commons that much, but on Thursdays, that's when you went to the Commons.
Oh yeah, fried chicken Thursday. Fried chicken
Thursdays, but it wasn't even for the fried chicken. It was for that mac and cheese.
The mac and cheese was too good.
Too good. Especially with that crust and
the green beans. And the green beans.
Okay. The green beans are good.
I think I might have to go to Kennesaw State University.
Right.
On a Thursday.
Just, Well, and the thing is, like, you would get in line and then you see that they were toward the end of a mac and cheese tray, and you're like, oh, I got in the line at the perfect time. Because when they whip out that new one,
Too good.
ooh, it's so good. But, like, and the biggest thing is, please don't put on a front for anybody,
Amen.
because that's not genuine. And if you're trying to build a genuine connection, like, you're putting on this front, like, blah, 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 blah. And then, like, when they're like, okay, so, like, let's, like, keep talking and keep in touch. And you said you were doing this, this, that, and the other. They call you on a Thursday and they're like, what you doing? Nothing. I thought you did this, this, that, and the other.
Perfect.
So I just make sure you don't put on a front for anybody. And you don't have to perform for anybody. Like, be who you are at all times. And in the end, what you put out into the universe will attract yourself back. There's a reason why a lot of our guests has actually become our friends and not stayed guests, and, like, we're, like, at an arm's distance. Like, because, like, we really look at who we bring in to our village to open to y'all's villages, because we're like, hey, you should really know this person, not because they're great at what they do, because they are a genuine, amazing human being.
And they happen to do great things. I want to touch on two things that kind of commingle that we've been hinting at but haven't said directly on. Balance within relationships and the idea of codependency. Because what I have also found within relationships, especially like as you're going throughout college and you're finding yourself, you're developing, seeing people who are very codependent on like particular people in their life. So codependency, I feel like we need to break that down into what I see codependency and what we are saying we define codependency as, of really this almost like this need, like a very unhealthy need of having certain people in your life to feel as if you yourself are whole and able to do things, right? Codependency is not wanting to have friends and wanting to, if I go to a conference or if I want to go to dinner, I would prefer to have someone with me. That's not codependency, that's just preference, right? Because there are people who are like, oh, I can eat dinner by myself. It's not that necessarily like they're like, I don't need people. It's just like, oh, I just prefer to have dinner on my own. That's different. Codependency that I've seen, first of all, even if you have a particular codependent relationship, you can start seeing how those characteristics can bleed into other relationships within your life, because you're seeing everyone who comes and enters into your life as someone who you're like, well, I need you to do exactly the things that I need you to, because it feels as if your actions affect me in such a way where I cannot myself be myself unless you act a certain way. And it's like, that's a lot to unpack, because the truth is, the people in your life, relationships do impact you in good. They can impact you in good ways and in bad ways. That is the truth. And we're not saying that relationships shouldn't impact you. They should. That is the opposite of what we're saying. But what also you have to think about is like, if someone in your life has such a strong hold over your emotions and your feelings and how you act as a person, you need to reevaluate how much value you are giving them of it within yourself. If you're saying this person, my value is embedded within who they are and how they treat me, that is where I start seeing codependency, codependency, codependency. There's always a balance, and it's when you again, and then now looping back to self-awareness, if you are still in a place where you are growing and learning, which we all are, but specifically you are still trying to find the balance of yourself, of what, how you interact within your relationships in a healthy way, recognize that as you are going about making and co-creating and cultivating relationships. Because again, we were talking about the being insecure, looking for friends who are better than you. That may not be the right thing at that time. So if you are someone who you have been very codependent and you try seeking out people for relationships who are independent people, that can feel hurtful for you, because you are still going through a cycle where you are trying to unlearn your codependencies and trying to stand on your own 2 feet. Therefore, if you are immediately engaging with someone who is like, you're here and you're not, And that's fine. And they see that as like, it's good. Like, it doesn't, for me, it's not like you don't add value, but it's like, you're here or you're not. And I'm going to go throughout my life. That can feel like this person doesn't care about you, but that is your own perspective because you are still on your own journey away from codependency. You know, so that's, it's hard. That's a really nuanced, because your perspective is your perspective and your perspective is valid, but you also have to recognize how your perspective sits with the perspective of this other person and where they are on their journey. That is why empathy, y'all, cut the cameras. Empathy is the number one thing. If you do not go about your life and your relationships with empathy as the forefront of everything you do, and when I say empathy, I mean you're thinking, okay, you don't have to necessarily put yourself in the other person's shoes, but you hear and understand and digest their perspective. You don't have to make it yours, but you have to understand where someone is coming from in order to respond to them in a way that also makes them feel heard, right? The issue is when you're only coming from, well, this is how I feel, so this is what I'm gonna say. It's like, you can do that. Hear me out. That is a way to go about that, especially if you are someone who feels like you have not been able to voice how you felt for a long time, but recognize how that can make someone else within a relationship feel when they feel as if you are just throwing things at them and they're like, well, what about what I just said to you as well? Like, I'm hearing you, but I feel like now you're not listening to me. Then it becomes one-sided, and that is also wrong. That pendulum, you cannot fix things by swinging so far to the other side. You have to come here. Mm-hmm. You have to be in the middle. You have to be balanced.
Meet in the middle, because if you're on this side and somebody else is on the opposite side, nothing is ever going to get done. Nothing ever is going to be resolved. There's no progress in that, because you have now polarized yourselves. You're on polar opposites of each other. So nothing positive will ever come from that. And especially when you're trying to get these relationships where you automatically go on the defense of like, well, they didn't want me around, so I'm gonna go, and I now feel so hurt. It's like, again, baby, everybody's having their own life. You don't know where they're at in their journey. But as of right now, maybe you don't fit in with them. And guess what? That is actually the best experience to have. It's like, you know what? That's okay. I don't belong here. Let me go find my tribe where I do belong.
Right.
You know, I was just at a conference the past weekend. You know, there were other people doing other things, but my tribe was somewhere else, you know, where we got to kiki and cuckoo. And soon as I got there, I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. But until I found them, I remember in undergrad, I thought, the other people, those are the people I need to be around. Those are the people that, you know, we're going to be like the conductors. We're going to be those people. And then when I really looked at this, like, we have nothing in common. Like, not one single thing in common besides that we teach music.
Right.
So why am I wasting my time over here when I can go to these beautiful people that's in the cut, relaxing and still vibing on good music, but we chilling, we laughing, we playing, we fellowshipping with one another. Why would I put myself through stress trying to fit into a group that I would never belong in?
Hurt.
That is what self-awareness is all about. You have to know you first. We can tell you all these things about finding a group and finding others and whatever, but that is a hold of hot shit. If you don't do the work about yourself first, because even if you were to get in a group, you're always going to feel like you're less than, and you're always going to feel drained because you're trying to be with the Joneses. You always trying to be here. No, you got to know who you are. Stand 10 toes down in who you are. That's the first step to finding your village, to finding your people, your tribe. You got to know who you are first.
Yeah. And it's not, it is not the people in your lives' mission or responsibility to fix you. Right? Like they are there as an added amazing benefit of like, oh my God, there are people in my life who care about me. And that is shown in various ways. But you should not see the people in your life as, oh, this person I can like they're gonna solve my financial problems. This person's gonna solve my like school problem. This person that you that is that's what I mean by transactional relationships. You what Anthony just said about you having to know you first, you are also responsible for yourself. You are also responsible for yourself. You are responsible for yourself. So don't see the people in your life and see them as, oh, well, they're gonna like it's okay, they're gonna fix that, or like no, because if you don't come whole into a situation and you're working on things, we're never saying when none of us are perfect people. I learn things every single day, every single hour, every single second, it feels like. But I also am grateful that I have grace. That they give me grace and they understand that I'm shifting and that I'm changing. And even who what I said felt yesterday, that can shift so much to today if I have found something that I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to address this and I need to go about this in a different way, you know?
Yes. Because if we're not given the grace that we would give other people, that's when we become bitter people. And baby, let me tell you right now, there is nothing worse than a bitter, jaded, old freaking queen
Yeah, hold on now.
in the music industry. Because all I can tell you is I can see your bitterness and your wrinkles, and you can see my youth and my skin, baby.
Come on, youth. Come on, wrinkles.
I use.
But all of that to say is you got to do the self-work first. Find the people that you fit in and they fit in with you. And then let it blossom genuinely, naturally, and just be happy to be with each other. It's most important. Life is way easier when it's easy. When people say, oh my gosh, the years have gone by, that means your life has been good. Time goes by very fast when life is good. When things are having fun, when people are having fun, it's going by. So for this episode, really think about some of the things that we talked about and let us know what your thoughts on this. We would love to hear what you have to say. But in the meantime, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.